Viewers, thanks for joining us for another episode of Exposé. And with me today is Peter, and we would like to say a very big welcome to everybody joining us from all over the world.
Hi, viewers, for those of you who just joining us today for the very first time, and for those who have been joining us for the past few weeks, I say welcome to you all.
Well, I was expecting for you to say it in the French or Arabic or anything.
Well, hopefully we'll learn that as we go on.
Yes, if you have not been following us, we've been looking at Luke 15, looking at the prodigal father. And if you have not been following us, I hate to break it to you, you've missed a lot.
Yeah.
But the good news is we have it all recorded, so you can sit back and look at all the previous episode. Last week, we got to the climax for the younger son, when we learned that he went out from the house and he was in want. From my own personal reflection and experience, I was just fine with that because it sits with me that for every action, there should be consequence. There is fairness. He left the house. He left the stability of the father. He left the comfort. He left the younger brother, the elder brother with the father. And yet, so he faced and he got what he bargained for, sort of like that. So for me, and I'm sure there's some other people like me that agree with it, that there should be fairness for every action, there should be consequence, there should be responsibility. So Peter, what do you think about this younger brother?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, yeah, the younger brother was just, we've been saying for the past few weeks, he is a reflection of the current state of humanity where people decide they know what's best for them. And they know how their life should go, and they think they can express their life to the fullest, and they don't really need God, the Father. That's why, if you noticed, we did talk about the fact that because he wanted his inheritance when his father was still alive, that should be something he should be asking for after the father died, but not in the father's being alive. It means he wished the father doesn't exist. So this reflects humanity that actually hopes there's no God, and they think the God factor is a means of restriction. But like the story says, whatever we think is the best of choice to replace God, and we pursue that very thing, it's a matter of time we start to be in want.
Are you saying you share my reflection that it serves the younger brother right?
Well, I wouldn't say when you you might say yeah, it serves him right, but it's just a natural way life goes. Nothing satisfies. There's a void in every humanity. There is something in us that it doesn't matter what we chase after. If we chase after money, it doesn't matter. If we chase after relationships, trying to use family as a means of satisfaction. Some people could chase qualifications. They could chase degrees and whatever. It's a matter of time. You know, the Bible says it began to be in want. It means it didn't just be in want straight away. Mm. It began. So for everyone, for anyone who takes this journey of self-expression, it's a matter of time they will begin to be in want. So it's just a natural consequence. Nothing satisfies. There's a void in us that we think, oh, if I get this or if I get that, then I will be happy and contented with destiny. It's a matter of time we will begin to be in one. So this younger brother story is telling humanity, no matter how hard you try to use anything as a means of self-satisfaction, it's a matter of time you begin to be in one. It's just a natural consequence. Okay. It wasn't even that the father was punishing him. As you can notice, the father wasn't even there when he began to be in one. The father gave him what he wanted, but yet he began to be in one. So that's it. That's what that younger brother story actually shows.
So we can classify, you said, the part of humanity, everybody can be classified, the younger brother or the elder brother. So what are the classes of the people that fully identify as the younger brother?
That's right. Like we did say, the fact remains, Jesus' story wasn't just just to one particular group. Jesus' story, this parable, is an expression of the state of humanity in general. Yeah. And if you're thinking, well, this is not, I mean, you're thinking in your life, you're not the kind of person who would just go all out and try and experiment with every bad thing so that you can be satisfied. Well, if you think you're not like that kind of person, and you think, oh, your kind of lifestyle is different, Well, you will need to wait for the next few weeks as we begin to unfold the other brother. But the fact remains that this parable speaks to everyone, really. Everyone can find themselves in this parable.
Yeah, I would like to ask, is that the end destination for the general bride? Just
no, if you were with us last episode, we actually did stop on verse 15.
Okay.
But we're going to carry on with verse 16 today. Now, I'll read verse 16, and it's in verse 16 it says, "And he would fill his belly with the husk and the swine, and you know, with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him." Now, it means... he actually went back for him, which means he went beyond the point of thinking, well, I think if I go all out and I get all the resources, I will be contented with life. I don't need the Father. The Father is a limitation. The Father is a restriction. Mm-hmm. The Father is a joy killer. The mm-hmm. Father kills satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And today, if you talk to people about God, about faith in God, about worshipping God, the kind of picture that comes to people's mind is a joy killer. Mm. Someone who, if you follow God, you wouldn't be, it wouldn't give you enough room to express yourself or what you really, that's the kind of picture that people have. And somehow people think, well, if we can take God out of the equation, maybe humanity, or we'll take God out of the society, or we'll take God out of the system, like the younger brother wanted the father dead. So society thinks we can get God out of the system. Maybe humanity will have enough room to express themselves for who they really are. And this is, it's something in the system. But this younger brother's story tells us that anytime we take the father out of the system, anything we pursue in replacement of the father, it's a matter of time humanity will start to be in want. Now, I'll give you, there used to be this lady, her name is Cynthia Highmore. She used to write for the Village Voice in New York. And she did say something that she was privileged to meet quite a number of the people you would call the present-day Hollywood celebrities. Okay. When they were still low-class people, they were, you know, working in low-paid jobs in restaurants, in the street of New York and all that, before they actually eat it big. She said she knew some of them. And then, after some years, when they became big names in Hollywood, she interviewed some of them. And some of them said they thought at the time they were down there doing, you know, at the lower level of
the society,
they thought, well, if only I can become a big name in Hollywood, then life will be worth living. Then life will become significant. Then life will become valuable. That's what they thought. And she said, some of them said, the very day they actually got to that stage they were hoping for, the peak, they found out they were still the very same person they were. Nothing has changed. They said they thought something was going to change. They thought life was going to be really worth living. It was a matter of time. So that's one thing about this story of the younger brother. What Jesus is telling humanity is there is a void in the life of people that there's nothing else that can satisfy. But if you think it can satisfy, it's a matter of time. Just wait, it's a matter of time. The Bible said this younger brother began to be in want. It's a matter of time. For some people, it can take them one day to begin to be in want. For some, it could take them 3 weeks. For some, it can take them a year or a decade. Everyone will be in want. It doesn't matter what pursuit they are on. It's a matter of time. And that's what the story tells us.
That was a very, very...
And there's something that comes to my mind, which I think our viewers should listen to. You see, in physics, there's something they call mirage. It means if you're driving on a sunny day, if you look forward, you would think you've got something like a river or something. You would see the stuff like a river on a very hot, sunny day. But when you get closer to this river, you think it's a river. The closer you get to it, it just disappears. That is how it looks like. The younger brother thinks, you know what? If I get out of the house, if I leave home and I just have all the resources, yes, that's it. That's all I need for life. And when he got there, at the point, the Father gave him all that he needed, all that he wanted. And when he got to that stage, he began to be in want.
What a sad thing, he left with so many things, many resources and everything.
And yet he began to be in want.
And I actually thought that was the worst thing that could ever happen to him.
And I see, when you start to be in want, the next thing that happens is you start to take junks. You fall for anything. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, in verse 16, he began to eat the food that was meant for swine.
Junk food.
Because once you get to, when you start to be in want, you get so desperate, you start to fall for anything. You start to take anything. Anything goes. You start to take anything that comes. And that's what this story tells us. Nothing satisfies. It doesn't matter what we pursue, it doesn't satisfy.
To retain your point, like the way this that verse 16 was saying, he began to feel himself showing that there's a gaping hole.
Yeah, there's a hole.
There's a void. Just anything that could fill in. Well, unfortunately, he couldn't find anything substantial. It has to be junk.
That's it. See, you're right. He began to feel himself.
The word. I think the word is symbolic. He began to feel. Meaning like there's a hole. There's a gaping hole.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, it's just like people who are addicted. In addiction, people who get addicted, it's a kind of deceit. Because once they start to engage with whatever thing they're taking in, what happens is they believe, well, that's it. If I have just one more shot, I'll be fine. Just one more shot, I'll be fine. And they take one more shot, and what happens? They figure out that it was a deceit, and then they need more. And then they become desperate. And when they become desperate, then they can just take anything. They can even take junks. They can even take anything that comes. And that's how it works with humanity. For people who have decided to go on the path of the younger brother, Jesus is saying in this parable that whatever you're pursuing would end up not satisfying. And not just that alone, it's a matter of time you start to take junks. Mm. Pollution, you take anything. And you bring yourself down, you devalue yourself, and you come to the levels of swines.
Oh, unfortunately for me, he could not even get that opportunity to stay at the level of swine. So it was beneath the swine.
Have you noticed one thing about the society in the 21st century? If you notice, you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that because they refuse to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things that are not convenient. If you notice, because humanity, in largely, they've gone after the younger brother's kind of lifestyle. You see, humanity in society now, things will begin to do things, say things, and express life at times even below the level of animals, below beast, devaluing ourselves. In fact, there's a place in the book of Romans chapter 1 that says men dishonor their own body, they devalue themselves. That's what ends up happening. It's a journey. So every journey into the younger brother's kind of expression, it's a matter of time. You will start all for self-devaluation. Mm. It's a matter of time. Self-devaluation. You bring yourself down and start living with swines.
They would have loved to even be placed at the same level with the swine, but it was beneath.
That's it. And that's what happens when people wish there was no God in the system. When they think there was no Father. And the Father is seen as a limitation. That is how the younger brother saw. So if you want to ask a question, who are the younger brothers? Who are the younger brothers? The younger brothers are people who wish or who hope there's no God in the system. Who see the Father as a limitation to self-expression. Who see the Father as a restriction. Who see the Father as someone who doesn't allow them to become what they actually want to be. And those are the younger brothers.
So we can conclusively advise anybody that there's no point to reinventing the wheel. There's no point taking the similar journey like the younger brother, because we know it's going to definitely end up in want. It doesn't matter the years, the time, it will end up in want. And even beyond want, you're filling yourself with junk.
Yeah, that's it. So you see, this story speaks to the heart of our society. And if you're listening to our service, is anyone out there, what thing you need to know is Jesus has said it. Now, you don't want to do experiments with your life. Mm. You don't want to carry out a research upon your own very life. And Jesus did say, if you go on this pathway, or if anybody goes on this pathway, they would start to be in want. they will start to be in need. So that's what this younger brother story tells all of humanity. And that's it.
I'm sure some of our audience will find ourselves in these two classes. And so since we are dealing with the younger brothers, people can be able to look and have a reflection and see if they have any traits of the younger brother in them. And I hope they will be rightly advised to know there's no point moving away from the security, from the comfort of the father, from the control of the father, because you will join. He actually wanted to be self-independent, but yet he went to join. Well, so there is no the illusion of self-independence.
You made a very good point. I think we need to actually talk a bit about that. I think we made a reference to that in the previous episode, where we said that there's no such thing as absolute freedom. It's a deceit of the devil. There's nothing like absolute freedom. When people say, well, you know what? I want to find what is good for me. I want to find my own way. I want to be free. And we did say one thing, that even the Bible says, if you are free from righteousness, you be a slave to sin. Or if you are free from sin, you be a slave to righteousness. You cannot be free from both, and you cannot be a slave to both. So there's nothing. So if you're free from one thing, you're bound to the other. So when people talk about what the younger brother was talking about, was he said he wanted to be free to become who he wants to be. But what happened? He ended up joining himself to a citizen of that country.
Oh, and he even went for that to the swine now, beyond the citizen.
to the swine, coming down to the level of this. So really, where's the freedom? There is no such thing as absolute freedom. And you see, you don't need to look too far to see what we're talking about. You see, so many people say, I want to just be myself. I want to just express myself. I don't want to be bound to anyone. See what happens to people. It's a matter of time they get bound.
They want to something beneath.
To something below human value.
I can assure you there is more to this story. So I do hope that you will join us next week as we explore the parable of the prodigal father. So we would like to welcome your comments on what you think, and if you identify with this younger brother and everything, conversation on the page, on the expose page. So till we see you next week, I just pray you will have the wisdom not to walk away and take the similar journey like the younger son. What would you like to say?
Well, as we round up, I mean, would you like to say this one very significant point? That viewers, you need to know that Jesus' parable, like we said about a few weeks ago, that Jesus' parable classified all of humanity. There were two sons. Everyone. I mean, these two sons are not just sons. I want to submit to you, they show us two ways in which you can live your life. Two different ways in which people try to define themselves. Two different ways in which people try to make a sense of life. That's why this parable is very significant. So I would really encourage you to just go on with this journey with us as we begin to unfold the significance of this parable of these two sons.
Okay, so finally we will say thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye.